Welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the house. With Romy here at my side in the driver's seat. Romy, thanks for making it in from the garden show this morning. That sounded like y'all were having a lot of fun out there.
Could have spent all day just at Eisenhower's. It's an acre and there isn't one square inch unmanicured somewhere.
The maximum utilization of all space.
Oh, man.
Real Gardens for Real People tour going on today, 9 to 4. You start at Sonoran Sky Elementary School on Sweetwater, just east of Scottsdale Road. $30 per ticket. That gets you in to see six different gardens, all located in the northeast part of the valley, with master gardeners located at each location.
Correct. Each one is a private residence. And it's a five-mile radius from the intersection of, I believe it was Tatum and Greenway.
I believe that is what John said.
So the tickets are over at Sonoran, which isn't that far away. So, I mean, 10 miles from Sonoran is probably your farthest travel. So you take your time. Self-guided tour. They're open till 4, and they've got a list of what you can see at each location. So if you're looking specifically for fruit trees or for vegetables or for chickens, each location has something different for you.
That's today and today only, the 15th annual Real Gardens for Real People, brought to you by the Maricopa County Master Gardeners Program. So that's a great activity here on a gorgeous day to do that. We're broadcasting live from our studios. You can reach us to join the conversation. Call us, 1-888-767-4348. In the last hour, we were solving people's window problems. Now we're going to go to the article that we've published today in the Arizona Republic about using care with pricey surfaces. And for that, we've brought in an expert on the subject, Mr. Casey Naylor, who's owner of Aztec Marble and Granite. Casey's been doing all of our natural stone countertops for, I want to say it's been 7-8 years. How long have y'all been around?
We started it was about December of 2006, and okay. I finally, I would say beginning of 2007 was our real push to start. So
y'all have ended up with a beautiful showroom in downtown Phoenix.
Yep, showroom, shop, a good combination of the two, and it's been a blessing. It's all worked out well.
Well, boy, now that we've got you, the expert on the subject, in studio, granite sure has taken the entire countertop market by storm.
Absolutely, yeah. Just grade one materials, lower grade materials have become a lot more affordable for people. And you're finding that, like, even, you know, the track home developments, they're not really even starting with I can't say specifically, but there's a lot more granite just starting out at a base level. And then moving up, there's tons of options that have been brought in from overseas that it's the thing to put in.
Well, I was in a showroom the other day that I saw the most expensive piece of natural stone I've ever seen in my life. And it was quarried from an underwater mine off the coast of Italy. It was the deepest, cobaltest blue slab of material with white and black veins in it. Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, they're finding some, no pun intended, they're finding some gems out there. it's a little nerve-wracking from our end when you put when you put a blade to a $12,000 slab, or, you know, you have an island that we're doing that the material, the guy, you know, we try our hardest not to tell him how much the material is when he's about to open a sink on something that's just been fabricated that's 12 feet long by 5 feet, and he's going to put a hole in it.
Putting that in your mind could just make you more nervous to screw up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pricey business to make mistakes. I mean, it's not like you break a tile, you put another tile in, or you grab a warped 2x4 and you put a straight one in. It's one shot. You
know? All right, let's talk about how granite is graded.
Well, it's somewhat of a dyeing system as far as my specialty. We're a little bit more specific to a homeowner as opposed to multiple housing projects where there's only a limited number of options. So they'll have grade 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 that have a grade A, B, C, D.
Okay.
And the thing that I haven't seen very consistent in it is that if you have like a grade 1 or group A, it might be ranged from $5 a square foot to $10 a square foot. And then it goes up somewhat exponentially. I think like it might be 10 to 17. And from a fabricator standpoint, and I apologize to the fabricators out there that price this way, but I kind of feel it's a little bit of a disservice to the customer. But you're going to probably assume if it's a group A and it's from $5 a square foot to $10 a square foot, that the fabricator is going to assume you're picking the $10 a square foot material on his price. So it limits the customer to not really understanding what the price of the material is that they're selecting when they're out shopping around, and they have to go, well, my contractor or whatever builder put me in this group A price, and if I jump up to group B, all of a sudden I'm $7 a square foot
right.
higher, and it takes away a little bit of the freedom for the customer to go out and select something that they actually want in their house, which is what we want, and I think should be. I mean, maybe from a business standpoint, I'm not sure how that affects the business, but from my standpoint, what's made us grow is taking that direction that literally we're at the end of everyone's patience, budgets.
You're the last thing going in.
They're
and,
not happy.
And they want you in and out yeah, so they can have their kitchen back.
Yeah, we get used to
our customers are happy. When you show up on a job,
I want to be a foundation guy or like you know, or designer,
electrician.
Yeah, just
way up front when the excitement level's way high.
I want to be in there in that first draw, you know, like. Yeah, but I'm on that final.
The homeowner
draw.
Hasn't lived through any dust at that point.
So yeah, they're pretty annoyed by the time we come in. So it's important for us to be calm, but to kind of take the understanding that this is the icing on the cake. I mean, it's what really makes the kitchen pop, or you know, the room pop.
Well, let's talk about that grading just a little bit. It may be a dying system, but what are you buying in a 1 or an A that you are or aren't buying in a 3, a 4, or a 5? How are they grading it? Density?
Probably the quantity available. And desirability. I mean, I couldn't say specifically. I could say what I see. And it's probably more of a consistent, you know, pattern and not as risky of a material usually, because it's you know, anything that's really a lot more consistent is usually a little bit more dependable. You know, if you have some deep veining, I don't want to scare anybody from saying that if there's some deep veining that's potentially going to crack.
A weak link?
No. But you can almost tell when you walk into a place what a group one is and what a group five is. As you're walking around, if you see there's 10 bundles is 10, one bundle is 10 slabs. If you see 10 bundles in there, you can probably assume, wherever you're at, Arizona Tile Cactus, and you're shopping, that material is probably going to be a little less expensive. If you see something really exotic, that looks like, wow, where did this thing come from? I mean, it's just to put it simply, as far as consistency or density of the material, I don't think that would be anything to factor in as far as what grade something would be.
If we're sticking with the conversation of granite right now, once I have granite, you're installing it, and I'm getting ready to move back into my kitchen, and the remodel is finished. What are you going to do to the granite before you leave the site? And then what do I need to do as a homeowner to take care of it?
Well, if I just kind of put myself into the position of finishing a job, first thing I tell a customer is look, we're going to be very meticulous. We're going to go around. We're going to look for chips and little things that, you know, fissures that might actually be there in the stone that we might want to fill to prevent from, you know, opening up or anything like that. But the homeowner is always more meticulous than we are, and that's a good thing, and I encourage that. The homeowner should really look through and, you know, put blue tape everywhere, because we want to make sure that before we do our final sealing that we're getting all the little details, and then we seal it all at the very end with every kind of component that we're putting into the stone. That's probably, you know, in the the final thing being that we seal it.
And so you've left now. I'm the homeowner now. What do I have to expect to do in and around my cooktop, in and around my sink, in and around my oven? And what kind of ongoing maintenance is that granite?
Well, I think an important thing to understand is that you're putting a piece of artwork on your countertop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, depending on what kind of surface, if your goal in selecting a countertop is to pick something that's more of a utility, you know, I want this to last. Of course, we all want it to last, but I want it to be really durable. Like, I'm a cook and I fling pots and pans around. Then you're going to look at something, you know, that's got to be an option if, you know, going into it. If you're looking for a piece of art, if you want to put, not to change it subject into marble, but if you want to put white marble or a real schist material, I mean, that's kind of hard for people to understand. There's materials that are softer than other or real porous materials. Then you got to take that into consideration that that's what you want, the look, and that you're going to have coasters, trivets, you know, and that's just part of it. And you can't have everything. You got to just take care of it. And I wish there was a better answer, but it's a piece of artwork that you've spent a lot of money on, so protect it. And it's not as simple as just, I want the most beautiful stone, and I want it to be invincible. Like, I just can't. Nobody can promise that.
All right. Very good. We're here with Casey Naylor, owner of Aztec Marble and Granite. We're addressing the article we have in the Arizona Republic today on using care with pricey surfaces. We have Joe calling from the West Valley, has a question about installing laminate flooring over a concrete subflab that has a crack in it. We're going to take Joe's call, and we have open lines for you. If you'd like to jump online and give us a question we can help you with, the number is 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on the House.